Time for our Champions of Education on WEOL, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day. Welcome, class of 2035. Craig, this sounds like a science fiction book I might be reading into the future, but they are young folks out there who will be a part of the class of 2035, and their parents are hoping they'll go and get them ready and be ready for this. And the reason why we're talking about that is we have with us Dr. Jack Deeby, Assistant Superintendent of Avon Lake City Schools. They've got a kindergarten information night, a virtual version of this coming up in January. Dr. Deeby, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. So, doing great. Thank you.
Right. How many kids do we expect in the class of 2035? Where's it tracking in Avon Lake related to the new housing and the kids and what you expect for an enrollment coming up in that time?
We're expecting between probably 275 and 300 students.
Is that on track of where you are with other ones, or are you seeing an increase, or where is that?
We're seeing a slight increase. We know we have a lot of housing development going on in Avon Lake and scheduled in the next couple of years, so we are anticipating our enrollment will begin to climb in the next few years again. We're looking forward to having almost 300 students in the class of 2035.
Wow, and the parents are getting excited for that, and you have this kindergarten information virtual night for Avon Lake City Schools coming up on January 27th. How does it normally work, and how will this be different this year? Because I guess virtual is the key, right?
Well, we did virtual last year, and we actually had a lot of positive feedback. We actually had better attendance than when we were doing it in person, simply because it was a little more convenient for parents, and we also had the ability to video it, and so it was available on demand for people who couldn't attend the virtual at the time that we were hosting it. So it really has had a lot of positive feedback, and we bring a lot of individuals from the school district who have information, and we try and answer any question that a parent of a future kindergarten student might have.
What seems to be their major concern, or what do they want to know to understand, especially first-time parents bringing kids into a school system? What are the things they're looking to get answers to?
Well, they want to know what they have to do to sign their child up for school, as far as what paperwork they need. They want to know, you know, what's the difference between a full-day program or a half-day program, how we select for that. They, of course, want to know about transportation and lunches. And then basically they want to know how they can be involved in their child's education as well.
Let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, what sort of developments, and even kids, people listening maybe who just have young students in different school systems, what's the importance of that age, and what things can parents do to kind of ready them for a kindergarten?
Sure. So it differs from district to district, but in Avon Lake, they have to be 5 by August 1st to be in kindergarten. So that's important because that's something that sometimes parents aren't aware of. And any school district that you register students for, you'll need to have, obviously, proof of a birth certificate. You'll need proof of address verification, Social Security card, and some additional information to enroll their child. But basically, districts have the option, and in Avon Lake, we do it in May. After they register in the spring, we schedule slots for them to come in May, and we do a screening for them to do the required, federal child find to see if they have any issues that we need to be aware of for learning or developmental delay. We also do, our PTAs do something to welcome the students and the parents into the PTA program. So we have a lot of different events that we do to bring our students on board and our families.
Let's talk for a second, if we may, about the full-day versus half-day programming. What are parents' general feelings here? Do they lean one way or another?
Yeah, the last few years, we've seen a huge increase in the number of students who participate in our full-day program. This year, we have only 2 half-day programs, and so we have them both at Redwood Elementary School, where we have a morning class and we have an afternoon class, and then all the other buildings, including Redwood, have full-day classes.
Talking this morning to Dr. Jack Deeby, the Assistant Superintendent of Avon Lake City Schools, talking about their Kindergarten Information Virtual Night, which is coming up at the Avon Lake City Schools from 6:30 to 7:30 on January 27th of 2022. We're talking about the graduating class of 2035. What kind of things for people who haven't been into kindergarten class lately do you think that they'd be surprised to see, or at what level do kids hit the ground running at that age group to get ready to continue their education?
I think, you know, adults will see that kindergarten is a lot different than when we were kids. My memories of kindergarten were playing Farmer in the Dell every day and things like that. And now I go into a kindergarten class and I see students doing a phonics program called Foundations, doing math, doing learning centers. We even have in Avon Lake, we have a elementary innovation program through Invention Land. We have kids actually doing creations and STEM projects as young as kindergarten. It's a total different world out there.
And of course, you offer those different instructors and people, as you mentioned, when you kind of do that screening to try to get everybody on the same playing field, or giving a little help where help is needed and understanding what's best for the student. Because, and I don't need to tell you this, those early years are really the ones that develop and really kind of set a path, I think, to how they will succeed throughout the rest of the schools.
Absolutely. The research on early childhood education and the early years totally makes a difference in how successful students will be in years to come. So we, you know, we pride ourselves on our kindergarten program in Avon Lake. We have some amazing teachers and support staff, and we try and do everything we can to help students succeed, not just in kindergarten, but set them up for everything that they need to do in schooling.
Now, so we, if there's a parent in Avon Lake that has a child that'll be starting, what's the best thing to do next? What do they need to do to sign up for this class?
Okay, so to attend the kindergarten virtual night, they don't need to sign up. There's information that we'll be sending out through social media, also on our website. They can also then go into the registration portal and begin registering in January. So they should just continue to follow the links on the website to actually attend the virtual night. Right, they do not need to sign up for it.
And I think initially when you talk about how that virtual night, you're getting a better attendance. Also, sometimes if you have kids, you may have one parent might be able to attend, not another one. And this way they can all kind of see and get the same information of what's needed for their child. So that works out well.
Absolutely. We even allow them to, if they have specific questions, we allow them to send them to us individually, or they can send them to me during the night through the group chat. And if it's not something that pertains to the group, but maybe specific to their individual situation, we can forward that along to either the appropriate principal or appropriate director.
That's great. Getting that parent-school connection started early can benefit everybody in the long run, for sure. Let's talk we appreciate your time this morning, Dr. Jack Deeby, the Assistant Superintendent of Avon Lake City Schools, again talking about their virtual kindergarten information night coming up on January 27th for Avon Lake Schools. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.